We're talking high school football here on KSOM, talking with Chargers of ACGC head coach Cody Matheson. And coach, a big win over Panorama, 42-11. Your thoughts here on that rivalry game and walk it away from the Panthers with a win?
Yeah, that's priority number one. You'll want to know every week. So that's obviously what we want to take away. But at the end of the day, you know, we're going to there's some things and things we got to do to get better. We did not do a good job of taking care of the football. That's been kind of our Achilles heel as of late, and it really hasn't gotten us into too much of trouble in regards to putting a blemish on the record. But you know, Earlham being a really good team as well. You know, we talked about this last week, turning the ball over five times, and you know, I guess, you know, two of those being kickoff. Onside kickoff. So, you know, those do count as fumbles. So essentially turn it over three times and then turn it over twice again. So, you know, there's a bunch of aspects we talked about in that, whether it be the guy who's creating the fumble would have been a missed block by a lineman or by a receiver or by a running back or somebody else's responsibility. And, obviously, you know, when we just got to focus on keeping our pads down and running lower and hang on to that ball. Because as we all know, our bread and butter is, churning the yards and, you know, getting those hard yards. And sometimes, you know, the hard yards just end up turning into more hands in there and more hands in the pile. So I will never tell our guys to stop running hard, but sometimes it's you're just thinking, hey, go down. But, you know, we're going to get that fixed. I guarantee you that. And that's something that's been a really big point of emphasis in practice on Monday, as well as our coaches meeting on Sunday. And, and so, you know, that's something that we gotta get cleaned up, because we're getting in the really tough part of our schedule here through some teams that are, you know, undefeated in the district, and some teams that got some pretty good traditions here in the upcoming 3-4 weeks. So we're really looking forward to those games and looking forward to those opportunities. So, you know, on Friday, we're just looking at everything we can to do better. And then, you know, it's another opportunity to play football, and everyone's healthy. So there's some pros in there as well, though. Not all negatives. It's not always negative.
Yeah, certainly. Well, what can you say about your football team that is 3-0, and yet seemingly you haven't played your best football yet because you found mistakes each of these first three games?
Yeah, I think you ask me any week of the year, I don't care if you know, I don't care if we're undefeated at the end of the year, if it's after a loss, or if we're playing for a state championship. That's obviously our ultimate goal. You know, I'm going to find our mistakes. I'm going to find things that we need to get better at, because, you know, personally, that's just how I'm wired, and that's how we are as a program. Is we're not going to just settle with being mediocre or just, you know, hey, we won, you know, 42-11. That's we're going to find ways of how can we improve so we can get ready for the next week. So, you know, in the big scheme of things, our defense is playing really well right now. You know, we gave up 3 points there and in the first half. And, you know, we gave up a touchdown with some reserves in there in the end of the game. And, you know, held them to 1.2 yards per carry in Panora. And we've done a really good job of stopping the run. You know, you can go back to even week one and week two, even Earlham, who's has one of the best running backs in the state. If you look at the yardage, we hold them to, you know, 60-some yards. And, and so, you know, we got a lot of good things to hang our hat on, but we still made mistakes. And that's the one thing that we look at right away is, you know, when they were gouging us at the beginning of the game, we got settled in, it was an alignment issue. So that's one thing that's really going to be a big point of emphasis, as it always is. But we're just going to spend time not even running plays, just making sure we can get aligned correctly. Because if you know what they're going to run, but you're not aligned correctly, you know, you're put in a position to not be successful. So, you know, there's obviously always things we can do to get better, and that doesn't matter whether you're undefeated or whether you're, you know, 0-3. So our job is to prepare our kids at the highest level, to be prepared to play at the longest period of time. And so that's kind of where we sit right now, is trying to figure out how we can continue going 1-0 every single week. And I know you probably hear that phrase all the time, Chris, honestly, you know, go 1-0 every week. And it's a cliche statement from our staff, but, you know, that's one thing we really do really truly buy into is, you know, we do not watch any South Central Calhoun tape until the conclusion of the Panorama game. You know, regardless of being 0-2 and us being 2-0, you know, we focus on Panora and that's our task at hand. It's going to be the same thing with the South Central Calhoun. That's our task at hand, and you can't win them all if you don't win the ones right in front of you. So you can't be looking ahead, and you can't be looking behind at the same time.
If I had a quarter for every time I heard that, I'd be a wealthy man.
You'd be a rich man. You would not be in radio.
No, you'd be
retired and on a beach, and we would not be talking.
I'd be on a beach earning 20%. What do you feel like is the greatest strength of your defense right now?
Our run stopping is very solid, and we feel really good with that right now. I think when you really talk about, our run stop, it takes a certain switch that has to be flipped. And when I talk about what our strength is in the stopping run is we have a lot of guys who just fly around, and we have a lot of size. We have a lot of athleticism, and our guys who have size are athletic, and our guys who, are quick, are strong. And so, they all kind of complement each other, and we have a lot of depth as well, which really helps. We talked about that since day one. We got 55 kids out for football, for a Class A program, but we got, we're rotating 3-4 guys on the defensive line. So, we got linebackers rotating. We got, outside linebackers not always having to play both sides of the ball. We got one getting half reps on offense and, the other one getting half the reps on offense. So they're a little bit more fresh. And so that really helps out. Tremendously to be able to, just keep rotating guys in. And that's a big advantage, especially at the Class A level. That's been a really big strength for us is that portion of it. And then, we're not, completely – I say our strength is offense. It doesn't mean our pass defense is our weakness. We just, I think that's what every good defense needs to be, is good stopping the run. And if we can make teams one-dimensional and make them have to throw the ball, then – we're putting them in a position to maybe, and most teams, that's not what they want to do. Most teams at the lower ball level want to be able to establish the run. And I think you ask any coach that in the nation, it doesn't matter what level, they want to be able to establish the run so that way they can open up the pass. So that's something that we're going to continue to do, continue to harp on, and we're going to hang our hat on as being, good run stoppers. So that's one thing we're really proud of on the defensive side of things.
Well, your defensive strength is going to go up against South Central Calhoun, and you sort of described their offense, I believe, because they want to run the football first, and they can throw it, and they have shown that they can throw it, especially to one particular wideout in Cole Higgins. But I would imagine that your game plan, what do you feel about their running game and what you have to focus in on there for the Titans?
Well, it's just about being disciplined, and it's about getting your alignment correct. They do have some different formations and have some quads and trips, and they're on the old wishbone or T formation, whichever you prefer to call it. So, Coach Case is a phenomenal football coach, and there's a reason why he's in the Hall of Fame. And, I have the most respect for him and his program, and it does not matter what their record shows or who they are. He's going to put a disciplined football team out there, and he's going to get kids out there who work hard. Because there's a reason why they have been successful year after year after year. Coach Case was coaching football when I was in high school, and that was a lot. He was coaching. He was the head football coach when I ended my career. So then when they went on and went back to back state titles, when it was just at that time just Southern Cal Lake City. So he's a smart guy, and he knows how to win football games, and he shows that. So he will open up the pass a little bit more than what we will. We played them in 2021 in the round of 16 to go to the quarterfinals. And then, obviously we played them last year, and that was, they were a ranked team, and we were kind of on the outside looking at that point in time. So there's been some pretty good matchups there. And so it should be a well looked at game, and a game that should be a very contest, and, two teams that are both fighting for district positions and playoff implications. So, it's just going to be a fun atmosphere. It's our homecoming. And so we're trying to eliminate all those distractions and such. So, we're just obviously looking forward to another opportunity to play football on a Friday night in Iowa.
Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck this week against South Central Calhoun. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks, Chris. Thank you.
Cody Matheson, head coach for ACGC, with us here on KSOM.